the South End recycling centers, we got a tradition of setting our unwanted possessions out beside the highway. No need for even a free placard. And by late afternoon or the next morning, whatever was offered to the motoring public will be gone, hauled away, recycled, possibly resold. Couches, TV sets, patio furniture, broken chairs, doesn't matter. The stuff gets snapped right up. I like to think our carbon footprint is so small, Trump's hands would fit inside the tracks out there on the Washington Rift. But it does get me to wondering, where does all this cast-off, broken-down, beat-up stuff go? And who is hauling it home? Free is always tempting. Free is generally preferable to cheap. Free is most of the time hard to resist. My neighbor who is moving lock, stock, and gun barrel to Arizona has been dragging everything from umbrella stands to stepladders out in front of our driveway. He asked me if I wanted to take first grab, but I said, geez, I just cleaned out my shack and the last thing I need to do is fill it back up with new crap. There's enough Sisyphean ordeal in my life, no point driving to the dump in the Goodwill 5 times a week. But someone is snatching up these goodies. I see a pickup stop, back up, pull over to the shoulder, and then next thing I know, he's loading up the ladders, maybe the small table, all in a hurry, as if the absence of the free sign means it's maybe not. By the time he's peeled out, along comes a sedan, up pops the trunk, in goes the little screen TV, working order or not. The neighbors poke through the roadside displays, but most of it looks like what they got already or have thrown out last week. Maybe the folks who mow the yards and maintain the lawns of the more well-heeled South Enders, maybe they're the ones who see these roadside garage sales as an off-season Christmas. I mean, there are plenty of us South End natives who are poor down here, but I'm talking about the last 2 miles of the island, not a huge population of indigents, lately not even percentage-wise. It's a mystery to me, but I decided I'm okay with that. Saves the neighbors hauling stuff to the dump and saves somebody some money grabbing free goodies. Win-win, as we like to say down here. Beats buying that junk new, even if some of us apparently did.